these explosively formed penetrators, and they came from Iran. So, yes, I don't think there's any question. I think it's foolish to try to say that Iran was not involved in this attack against Israel.
Now, we can't put an MRI on what Secretary Blinken and President Biden are saying and doing with Israel right now, but I have my suspicions that they're holding Israel back as opposed to 100% supporting them. What do you think, Senator?
Well, I think we should get out of the way and let Israel do what it needs to do. And unfortunately, deterrence has not worked, in part because of some of the appeasement of the Biden administration when it comes to Iran. They feel emboldened. They have been able to enrich uranium and sell oil, which is supposed to be sanctioned, and their economy is back running again. So they're feeling like they have the wind at their back. And a lot of that is because of the environment created by the appeasement of the Biden administration.
Now, Senator, I want to turn to the possibility of Iran's Hezbollah puppet firing on American ships in the Mediterranean. What do you think the response of the United States would be if that happens?
I think we ought to respond with the military force and to make sure that Iran knows that that sort of attack against Americans will not go unresponded to. I mean, these are not people you can reason with. It's not a cost-benefit analysis for them. It's an ideological battle. And, of course, they're the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. And the Biden administration treats them as though they're a rational actor. They are not. And they will only understand force in response to an attack against Americans. Let's hope they aren't tempted to do that. But if they do, they ought to be met with an iron fist.
When Soleimani landed in Iraq to direct more attacks on American troops there, President Trump ordered that he be taken out, and he was. And then he told Iran, if you harm another American, we'll hit the following. I think it was 50 installations. I can't recall. They sent some missiles at al-Assad, but we got a warning from them first that they were coming. That was kind of their way to escalate, to de-escalate. Do you think that kind of warning has been delivered by President Biden to Iran?
Well, I hope so. You know, the carrier strike groups that have been moving into the Mediterranean, I think, sends a pretty potent message. But again, these are not rational actors, Hugh. And, of course, Russia is loving the fact that the United States and its allies are being distracted from Ukraine to Israel. And Putin, probably with some justification, believes that this will dilute or weaken our resolve to continue to support Ukraine, which I believe is in our national security interest. So this is a very dangerous situation, and I think we need to be very careful and very firm in the way we respond.
Then let me conclude with the speaker vote tonight. Senator Cornyn, you've never been a member of the House. You've been in the Senate a long time. You know the Senate intimately well. Do you have advice for any of the conservative holdouts or center-right holdouts in the House? I think we've got to get a speaker, and I think it'll happen tonight. What is your thought on this?
Well, of course, as you know, Hugh, that the House doesn't really care one bit what the Senate thinks. But let me just say this. I think it's important for Republicans to demonstrate that we can govern, and we can't do that without a speaker. So I hope the House is able to rally around someone. It looks like Jim Jordan's a guy. I found Jim to be a good person to work with on the Judiciary Committee and somebody who I think has come a long way since he helped found the Freedom Caucus. So we got to govern, and the first requirement is we need a speaker. So best of luck to him.
Senator Cornyn, thank you for joining me this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you, especially when we've got such a mix of issues as we do today, national security, judiciary, politics. It's always in John Cornyn's wheelhouse. Thank you, Senator. And thank all of you. I want to close by reminding you the International Fellowship of Christian and Jews, hard at work delivering supplies to the people who have been relocated from the north or the south, who are suffering with the traumas and the disruption of the atrocity of 10/7 and the ongoing attacks on Israel. 6,500 missiles fired from Gaza, dozens if not hundreds from Hezbollah in the north, and the International Fellowship of Christian and Jews are there working to provide relief, and we are happy to sponsor with them this campaign. Head over to HughHewitt.com, where Israel at War is being sponsored. The banner at the top of HughHewitt.com. Please be generous and help out The International Fellowship of Christian and Jews provides support for those.
When you absolutely, positively need the truth, this is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Did you know most vitamin supplements have a warning label on the back? That's because without the synergy of thousands of nutrients working together that are found naturally in whole fruits and vegetables, vitamins are not balanced. This is why Balance of Nature only uses whole fruits and vegetables, no isolates or synthetic vitamins of any kind. We take a variety of 31 of the highest quality fruits and vegetables and remove the water without changing the rich chemistry. It's then ground to a powder, blended to perfection, and encapsulated, preserving the nutrients and making it easy to get the fruits and vegetables you need. So even though Balance of Nature comes in a capsule and looks like a vitamin, it's very different. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order and get this special offer by using discount code HUGH.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Nobody has you covered like Dollar Loan Center with signature loans up to $5,000 in minutes. We have over 50 locations, and to celebrate 25 years, this year we're going all out. Offering new customers the chance to experience the DLC like never before for free. You heard it right. No fees at all and free interest for a week. Borrow up to $5,000 and keep it for a week. Then all you owe us back is the principal. Stop by one of our over 50 gorgeous locations in Nevada and Utah, and our awesome Dollar Loan Center staff will tell you all about it. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan one week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has bombed areas of southern Gaza ahead of an expected ground assault. The Israeli military says it's targeting Hamas hideouts, infrastructure, and command centers.
He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
Secretary of State Blinken on tomorrow's presidential visit to Israel.
Since the brutal attack two weekends ago, the Biden administration has pledged military support to Israel and sent U.S. carriers and aid to the region. White House officials are also planning to seek more funding from Congress. And on Wednesday, the president will deliver an in-person message of solidarity to the leadership and people of the Jewish state.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Biden will also meet with Arab leaders in Jordan. Former President Trump says that if he wins re-election, he'll make sure that not a penny of U.S. funds finds its way to Mideast terrorist groups. The president also pledging to restore order to the southern border, adding that he would adopt strict requirements for would-be immigrants.
If you empathize with radical Islamic terrorists and extremists, you're disqualified. You're just disqualified. If you want to abolish the state of Israel, you're disqualified.
In Mr. Trump's words, we're going to have the largest deportation effort in history. The president spoke yesterday at a rally in Iowa. While not pulling in the welcome mat, New York City is revising some of the housing rules that apply to illegal aliens arriving in the city.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that he is limiting shelter stays for migrant families with children to 60 days in the city's housing system.
And that report from correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 70 points, NASDAQ futures off 109 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial pound 250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial pound 250 and say spend less and make this.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. With the race weekend just a month away, hotel room rates here on the Las Vegas Strip for the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, they're coming down. A price comparison done by the Las Vegas Review-Journal shows prices at some strip resorts are down by as much as 70% when compared to November of last year. Local tourism experts say there's no cause for concern, though, since this is the first Las Vegas Grand Prix. They say strip operators don't have the same data to price rooms like they would for other annual events like the National Finals Rodeo and New Year's Eve. Now, the Grand Prix, which happens November 16th through the 18th, is expected to draw more than 105,000 fans each and every night. Rental rates here in Southern Nevada down for the second straight month. The latest numbers from Zillow have a two-bedroom apartment here in the Valley renting for $1,808 a month. That's down 1.4%, that is, from September of last year. Local real estate experts say a record-breaking number of apartment units have come on the market this year, which is beginning to increase vacancy rates and drive down the rental rates. Meanwhile, Southern Nevada is still short about 84,000 rental units of affordable housing, which has kept the rental market very, very tight. As if Las Vegas traffic isn't bad enough already, hit-and-run crashes here are on the rise. Metro police officials say they have investigated about 3,400 hit-and-run cases so far this year. That's a 7% increase from the same time last year. Traffic officials say between 2018 and 2020, there were about 3,000 hit-and-run cases each and every year. They say since 2021, that number has jumped up to more than 4,000 per year so far this year. 14 pedestrians here in Clark County have been struck and killed by a car that fled the scene. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet,
located on 215 and South Rainbow,
home of the...
Brake lights have already started through the resort corridor on I-15 southbound. You're going to be off and on those brakes already from Charleston down toward Russell Road. No accidents being reported in the area or on any of the freeways. Pretty serious looking one, though, near UNLV. That's on Flamingo at University Center, and there are some lanes blocked there, so I try to avoid that University Center and Flamingo East Side intersection. Be another sunny, warm day in the valley with light winds and afternoon highs reaching the low 90s. 64 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office shortly after I win the presidency because of you. I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, October 17th. Good to have you with us as we continue following what's going on in Israel. The president getting ready to make his way to Israel for a visit beginning tomorrow. And there have been a lot of folks that have been very, very critical of the president's performance. None more so than Cheryl Crumley, Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor and the author of the book Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. You've been very critical of the president, saying that he's dangerous, not just to America, but to the world. What do you mean by that?
Well, thank you for having me on. And yeah, Joe Biden has been weak from the very beginning. You can go back to the Afghanistan withdrawal and the narrative that he sent around the world showing that America was weak, incapable of conducting a military operation properly with success. But I go back even farther than that. I go back to the campaign season where the eyes of the world are on America whenever we have a campaign season for the White House. And what Joe Biden said to the world early on was weakness. He couldn't even make it on the campaign stage, and they blamed it on COVID, right? But really, it was a relief to Joe Biden's campaign to be able to stick him in the basement with his wife by his side as a prop, because there's no way that he would have been able to withstand the rigors of an actual presidential campaign. And that set the world on notice right away that this person, this Joe Biden, if he were to win the White House and become president, that he would be very weak and feckless. And so the message was sent early on.
Does a weak America embolden the bad guys out there in the world, like Hamas?
That's exactly what it. Yeah, that's exactly what it does. And you know, I think everybody has heard the line so many times. It's just really an accepted truth now. A weak America sets the world on fire. It really creates a chaotic situation in the world, because if you can't depend on America to step in and do the right thing when allies are being threatened or outright attacked, then all that does is create this domino effect that I think we're likely to see now. We see Hamas attacking Israel. Israel, of course, retaliating, which they have to. And now America is stepping in and saying that we support Israel, but at the same time, we don't want Israel to occupy Gaza. That would be a mistake. And so now we have Iran watching, we have China watching. And if you're an enemy to freedom and liberty, you know that now is the time to strike. So when you have an America that's weak, all the players who are hostile to America, to Western ideals, and to the ideals of liberty in general, sit up, take notice, and start strategizing.
What is there that President Biden can accomplish? I mean, I happen to think this is a good photo op, but beyond that, I don't know what he can accomplish. Can he hold back Israel at all, or is Israel going to go about its merry way and just carpet bomb Hamas out of existence?
Well, I hope Israel, and I tend to believe this is what Israel will do for itself what is best for Israel, regardless of what Joe Biden and the White House say he should do. Look, Israel was attacked. This was their September 11th, and there are hostages right now that Hamas is using for best military benefit. And that includes America, sadly. We don't know exactly how many, but we suspect there are about 20 Americans being held by Hamas right now. This right after Joe Biden, just a few weeks ago, traded $6 billion for 5 American hostages and also kicked in another 5 Iranian hostages that we were holding. And so that's the message now that these terrorist groups have, that this White House is open for business. They will certainly pay to get Americans back. And it's just a devastating situation. And Joe Biden headed to Israel, I'm not so sure it's going to make things better, but rather the opposite.
In what sense could it be bad? I mean, other than the fact that I think the expectations are going to be so incredibly low for the visit, why would it be bad?
Well, first off, he's never a good one on the public stage, right? It's anybody's guess when Joe Biden mounts a public stage and takes to the podium, whether he will be able to make it through his carefully prepared, written down remarks or not. And you don't know if he's going to bumble and fumble, which just advances the idea of his weakness. You don't know if he's going to make it off the stage without drifting left or right and having to be ushered off physically, which is it's a terrible image for America. But also, when he goes over there, what exactly is the purpose? Because he's not going there to double down on sending in some sort of military might and taking the strong necessary military actions that it will take to get these hostages back from Hamas. He's going there more for a diplomatic mission. And that is something that Israel does not need to contend with. They don't need a president of the United States that is going to take a more diplomatic approach when you already have Hamas drumming up the propaganda and pretending now and sending out images now that it's Israel conducting the atrocities against the poor Palestinian people, including women and children. And so I just don't think that Joe Biden going to Israel and bringing a more diplomatic approach to the situation is going to do anything but advance and aid Hamas with their propaganda.
Again, Cheryl Chumley joining us, the Washington Times online opinion editor and the author of the book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Tell us about the book.
The book, Lockdown, I wrote amid the coronavirus lockdowns because I knew at the time that the narrative about we just need to get past the coronavirus and get back to pre-pandemic normalcies was never an actual end game of the leftists and globalists who used the fears of the coronavirus to justify the lockdowns in the first place. So it was a rundown of a reminder of how we got to where we got in America with the seizure of individual liberties by government, but also a warning, a look ahead at where the globalists and leftists are going to continue to exploit the fears of the pandemic, leading to climate change to justify more lockdowns in the future.
Do you think, because we hear reports all the time about another wave of COVID and it's going to be worse than the previous one, do you think we will be smarter and do you think that Americans will refuse to give up their personal freedom, even if the so-called experts, the doctors, the scientists tell us that we need to do that? Do you think that we'll be smarter this time around?
I think more people will be more critically cooler head in approaching what the bureaucrats tell us to do this time. And I think there will be more of a backlash about widespread lockdowns. But the leftists and globalists are very clever, right? They're not going to use the exact same COVID. As a matter of fact, we saw how they already segued into different variances, sort of testing the waters to see how great the fear could be heightened over these offshoots of COVID. But what they really have in mind is a climate change alarmism, where we are so hyped up and fearful of doing normal human activities because of we're worried about disturbing the environment and causing more pandemics and more viruses that can kill more people. That's where the leftists and the globalists are going to take the argument next. And I think Americans, by and large, will react to that with backlash. But the problem is when the systems are owned by the leftists who want to play into this globalist end game, when, say, the airport operators basically want to force you back into face masks, or businesses do the bidding of government by forcing people to social distance or close their business doors to take a stimulus check. That's where the problems arise.
Can folks still find the book, Lockdown? Is it out there at Amazon and better bookstores everywhere?
Absolutely, yes, or my website, CherylChumley.com. Thank you.
Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, and we will continue to track you. And by the way, if folks want to track what you're writing, where do they go?
Definitely WashingtonTimes.com or my Substack, Cheryl Chumley. Thank you.
Cheryl, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Bye now.
Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor and the author of the book, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the latest on Israel's war in Gaza and the efforts to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe from unfolding. We'll discuss that.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss Joe Biden and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It kind of set me back a little bit education-wise.
I think personally it just changed the way I looked at medicine.
As a people, we have to work together.
Health is a right for all.
We get through it together.
We can find common ground.
We are resilient.
Adaptable.
COVID taught us health matters.